Listener Production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The housing supply shortage is back in the spotlight off the back of census data finding more than 122,000 were homeless on the night of the survey. The federal government's been talking up its future Housing Australia fund, but Kate Colvin from Homeless Australia says we can do more to help people find places now.
The government are definitely making a good start, so I do welcome the commitments that they have made. But another important priority is to increase the income support payments.
There's agreement between Labor and the Coalition on legislation to manage the Voice to Parliament referendum. Professor Megan Davies from the Indigenous Working Group says they're holding discussions in Canberra on the recommended wording for the question.
We are so close to finalising our advice so that the government can introduce the Constitutional Alteration Bill into Parliament next week. So close to doing what grassroots communities across the country have asked for.
Three teenage girls have been charged after a brutal attack against a girl at a sleepover in Queensland. A 13-year-old girl was allegedly filmed being tortured and cut with a knife at a home in Tewantin earlier this month. The 12, 13 and 14-year-old girls are facing a string of charges, including assault occasioning in bodily harm. AusPost is set to introduce change rooms in its stores by the end of the year. It'll allow us to try on clothing as we receive our online parcels so we can send it back right away if it doesn't fit. To sport, we have a new statement from North Melbourne and it's regarding Tarryn Thomas. The club says it's gathering more information about reports Thomas is facing new allegations around his behaviour towards women. North reiterating Thomas has been participating in a respect and responsibility education program. He won't be at training tomorrow. In cricket, the one-day series between Australia and India will come to an end tonight in Chennai, and Japan has upset the US in baseball's World Cup final today, taking out the decider 3-2.